right, Matt, go ahead and tell me the story.
Do I only tell it to you on, like, one page?
No, I'll turn all the pages and you tell me the story for the whole thing. Okay?
One bright sunny day, a boy named Mike had to go to the grocery store to get some eggs for his birthday cake. But then he got sidetracked after he went to the store with some cookies, so he's going to buy some cookies instead of cake batter. Mike grabbed the cookie box. Then it toppled over. The person in the store was really mad. Mike started to run away without the cookies or the cake batter.
And that's the end. All right, go ahead, Matt.
One really hot July, a boy named Jordan and a girl named Keisha went to a swimming pool. Keisha dropped a ball that she was bouncing at the swimming pool into the water. Jordan dove in to go get it. Jordan came back with the ball. Keisha was happy. Jordan was proud. And Keisha thought he was cool.
Go ahead, Matt.
Then, after Jordan and Keisha got their ball back, Jordan saw a diving board. Same with Keisha. Keisha wanted to go onto the diving board. Keisha and Jordan were running, and a sign said, "No running." Keisha slipped and scraped her knee. Jordan called the lifeguard. The lifeguard patched up Keisha's knee. The lifeguard sat Keisha down. Jordan comforted her. The lifeguard told her to be more careful around the pool.
Go ahead, Matt.
Jordan and Keisha are here again in the pool. Jordan has an airplane. He's pretending to fly. Keisha's staring at him. Keisha took the plane from Jordan without asking and dropped it in the water by accident. Jordan was a little bit mad. Then Jordan got really mad at Keisha for dropping his toy plane into the water. The lifeguard came over and Keisha kind of ran away. Then Keisha told the lifeguard it was an accident. The lifeguard tried to get it. He couldn't reach it. Jordan was really upset. Then a lady with a net came. Jordan was happy that the net's gonna get it out. The lady got the plane, but it wouldn't fit into the net. Then, on her second try, she did get it in. Jordan was really happy. Keisha said she'd be more careful with friend's toys and would ask before using Jordan's toy.
Go ahead, tell me the story now.
One bright sunny afternoon, a boy named Joe came over to his friend's Arlene's house. Arlene had built a sandcastle in her sandbox. Joe wanted to go in to the sandbox. Joe started digging in a bucket. Joe dumped the sand on Arlene's sandcastle. Arlene looked at it strangely. Then Joe got all scared. Joe felt innocent. Well, that's what he thought he was.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. Then Arlene and Joe went for a walk in the forest. Joe had brought a picnic basket, and same with Arlene. Joe took out all of his foods and got really ready to gobble it up. Arlene just sat and watched him. Arlene slowly bit into her sandwich. Joe stuffed himself with his food. Quickly, Joe's stomach started to rumble. Arlene looked at Joe. Arlene found a doctor. Joe was still sitting at the picnic table. Joe was still at the picnic and he was really sick. So Arlene pulled the doctor over so he could make Joe a little bit better. The doctor took a stick out of his bag and said to Joe, "You shouldn't eat so fast." The doctor was going to bring Joe to his emergency room to get him all better.
Go ahead.
After Joe got better, he went back to Arlene's place. Arlene was pulling a wagon around with a balloon attached to it. Joe thought the balloon looked cool. Arlene said, "No, don't untie it," but it was too late. Joe had untied it and it flew up. Arlene tried to catch it. Arlene got really mad. Joe just stared at the balloon, thinking he was innocent. Then, a man came walking down the path with a couple of balloons. Joe started to run towards him. Joe asked for a balloon. The man said the balloons were 5 cents, and Joe was flat broke. So Arlene came, and Joe was still looking at the man with the balloons. Joe had said he didn't have 5 cents, so he went back to the doctor that had helped him. Joe asked for 5 cents for the balloon. The doctor stared at Joe and said yes. Arlene was happy, same with Joe, because he got a balloon too. Joe said he should be more careful with his friend's toys.